Oshino threw his belongings into his bag and wrapped the stone back up in its cloth. It was the same weight as it had been originally. Not light, but at least he could carry it. Nakata put his things in his canvas bag. Oshino went to the front desk and told them something had come up suddenly and they had to check out. Since he'd paid in advance, it didn't take long. Nakata was still a bit unsteady on his feet, but he could walk. "How long did I sleep?" he asked. "Let me see," Oshino said, doing the maths. "About 40 hours, give or take." "I feel I slept well." "No wonder. If you don't feel refreshed after that kind of record-breaking sleep, then sleep's kind of pointless, isn't it? Hey, you hungry?"
"Yes, I am. Very hungry. Can you hold off for a while? First we have to get out of here as soon as we can. Then we'll eat."
"That's all right. I can wait."
Oshino helped him out onto the main street and flagged down a taxi. He told the driver the address, and the driver nodded and sped off. The taxi left the city, drove down a main thoroughfare and into a suburb. The neighbourhood was chic and quiet, a real contrast from the noisy area near the station where they'd been staying. The journey took about 25 minutes. They stopped in front of a typical 5-storey, neat-as-a-pin apartment building. "Takamatsu Park Heights," the sign said, though it was on a level expanse with no park in sight. They took the lift up to the second floor, where Hoshino found the key, sure enough, under the umbrella stand. The apartment was a standard 2-bedroom place, with a kitchen diner, a living room and a bathroom. The place was brand new by the looks of it, the furniture barely used. The living room contained a widescreen TV, a small stereo, a sofa and love seat, and each bedroom had a bed already made up. The kitchen had the usual utensils, the shelves stocked with a passable set of plates, cups and bowls. There were smart-looking framed prints on the walls, and the whole place looked like some model apartment a developer might keep to show new clients.
"Not bad at all," Oshino remarked. "Not much character, but at least it's clean."
"It's very pretty," Nakata added.
The large off-white fridge was packed with food. Muttering to himself, Nakata looked at everything, finally taking out some eggs, a green pepper and butter. He rinsed off the pepper, sliced it into thin strips and sauteed it. Next he broke the eggs into a bowl and whipped them up with chopsticks. He pulled out a frying pan and proceeded to make 2 green pepper omelets with a practiced touch. He topped this off with toast and took the meal over to the dining table, along with hot tea.
"You're quite the cook," Hoshino said. "I'm impressed."
"I've always lived alone, so I'm used to it."
"I live alone too, but don't ask me to cook anything, because I stink at it."
"Nakata has a lot of free time and nothing else to do."
The two of them ate their toast and omelettes. They were still hungry, so Nakata went back to the kitchen and sautéed some bacon and spinach, which they had with 2 more slices of toast each. Starting to feel human again, they sank back on the sofa and had a second cup of tea.